News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Laying out a roadmap for privatization of state-run companies and inviting the private sector for investments in India's asset monetization plans, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday said the government has no business to be in business. Addressing a webinar on the effective implementation of budget provisions in disinvestment, Modi said, "The government has this vision to support the country's enterprise and business, but the government itself running the enterprise or continue to be its owner is something that is not needed in this age. Neither it is possible." He added, "The government has no business to be in business and should focus on welfare schemes and developmental projects." Modi said, "There are a lot of loss-making PSUs, which is becoming a burden to the economy." Further pushing for privatization, he said, "In terms of taking commercial decisions, the government has many limitations, as people may be worried about procedural and legal roadblocks," stating that money earned from asset monetization will be used for social sector schemes. He said, "Monetize and modernize is our motto. Private sector investments will bring top quality manpower." Regarding asset monetization, Modi said the government has zeroed in on 100 assets as part of its asset monetization pipeline, which will open up investment opportunities to the tune of ₹2.5 trillion for the private sector. Major players from the private sector, including sovereign pension funds, investment banks, Niti Aayog Chief Executive Officer Amitabh Kant, and secretaries of 14 ministries were part of the webinar. The Union Budget announced the shedding of the government's stake in Life Insurance Corporation of India through an initial public offering. For the next financial year, the government has also lined up privatization of Air India, Bharat Petroleum Corporation, Container Corporation of India, Pawan Hans, NINL and Shipping Corporation of India. Modi added the government will have public sector companies only in key strategic sectors and that too only minimum companies. The budget also proposed the monetization of land and non-core assets of various departments and ministries too. The divestment target for the upcoming financial year was set at ₹1.75 lakh crore. India has already lined up ₹111 trillion national infrastructure pipeline in which private sector investments may come to around $25 trillion. These infrastructure projects will bring jobs and boost demand in the country, said Modi, adding that in recent months FDI inflow in India has increased owing to FDI-friendly policy and production-linked incentive scheme. In a stunning revelation, the Palghar police on Wednesday contended that the Indian Navy sailor, who was said to have been kidnapped and burnt alive, may have concocted the story as he was in heavy debt. Palghar Superintendent of Police Dattatreya Shinde told media persons that from available evidence and CCTV records in Chennai, Mumbai and Palghar, it appears that Dubey may have ended his own life, ostensibly due to a huge pile of unpaid loans. In his dying declaration, Dubey had recounted a story of how he travelled from Ranchi by flight on the night of January 30-31, how after landing at Chennai he was kidnapped by three persons outside the airport, confined for 3 days for a ransom of ₹10 lakh, before being brought to Palghar, where he was allegedly taken to a forested hillock and set afire. "We had formed 10 teams to probe the matter. A lot of things have emerged. We are still investigating how and why he came from Chennai to Palghar, a distance of 1,480 kilometers, Shinde said. Amid allegations that the BJP is trying to erase Sardar Patel's legacy by renaming a cricket stadium in Ahmedabad after Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the ruling party on Wednesday claimed the freedom movement icon's name was never associated with the stadium in question. According to Gujarat Deputy Chief Minister Nitin Patel, the newly built stadium in the city inaugurated on Wednesday was known by the area where it is located, Motera, and this arena has been named after Modi. Another cricket stadium, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel Stadium, is situated in the Naranpura area of the city, the BJP leader said. This whole allegation that the name has been changed is unfair and unfounded. The Sardar Patel Stadium is situated in Naranpura and owned by the Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation. However, it is no longer viable for international level cricket matches, Nitin Patel told reporters in Gandhinagar. This stadium, the new one, is owned by the Gujarat Cricket Association and it was always known as the Motera Stadium. So there is no question of renaming it now. It was Narendra Modi who had first floated the idea to demolish the old stadium and build a new one when he was the GCA president, said Nitin Patel. He said the Narendra Modi Stadium in Motera, inaugurated by President Ramnath Kovind, is part of a larger complex named the Sardar Patel Sports Complex. Notably, as per the BCCI website, the name of the cricket stadium was the Sardar Patel Stadium. As per the About Narendra Modi Stadium section of the website, Sardar Patel Stadium is one of the premier cricket stadiums of India, located in Motera, Ahmedabad, built on the banks of the Sabarmati River. In the outskirts of Ahmedabad, the stadium was established in 1982. Earlier in the day, Gujarat Congress President Amit Chawla slammed the BJP over the issue of naming the stadium after Modi. The original stadium was built during the Congress rule in Gujarat and named after Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. It was always known as Sardar Patel Stadium. The renaming is an attempt to erase Sardar Patel's name. People will not tolerate this insult of the great leader, Chawla told reporters. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Wednesday lambasted Prime Minister Narendra Modi, branding him as the biggest rioter who will face an even worse fate than former US President Donald Trump. Banerjee, speaking at a rally at Sahaganj in Hooghly district, also said Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah are spreading lies and hatred throughout the country. Narendra Modi is the biggest dangabaz or rioter in the country. What has happened to Trump? He, that is Modi, will meet an even worse fate. Nothing can be gained from violence, she said. I will be the goalkeeper in the assembly polls and you, that is the BJP, will not be able to score a single goal. All shots will fly above the goalpost, Banerjee added. The chief minister also condemned the recent CBI interrogation of TMC MP Abhishek Banerjee's wife in connection with a coal pilferage scam, saying it was an insult to our women. Meanwhile, cricketer Manoj Tiwari and several Bengali actors joined the TMC at the rally in the presence of Banerjee. US President Joe Biden's nominee to be director of the CIA, William Burns, told a Senate committee on Wednesday that he saw competition with China and countering its adversarial predatory leadership as the key to U.S. national security. Burns, 64, a former career diplomat during both Democratic and Republican administrations, is expected to easily win confirmation to be director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Burns has already been confirmed by the Senate 5 times for his stints as ambassador to Jordan and Russia and 3 senior State Department positions. Testifying to the Senate Intelligence Committee, Burns outlined his 4 top priorities, people, partnerships, China, and technology, if he's confirmed. Outcompeting China will be key to our national security in the days ahead, Burns said. He called China a formidable authoritarian adversary that is strengthening its ability to steal intellectual property, repress its people, expand its reach, and build influence within the United States. During questioning, Burns said that if he were a U.S. college or university president, he would recommend shutting down Confucius Institutes, Beijing-funded campus cultural centers that many members of Congress see as propaganda tools. Burns was introduced at the hearing by bipartisan foreign policy heavyweights, former Secretary of State James Baker and former CIA Director Leon Panetta. He would be the first career diplomat to lead the agency. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.